A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan is one of the most famous stories of the New Testament, right? All sorts of people have been inspired by this. Good Samaritan hospitals, Franklin Graham Samaritan's purse. We have lots of examples of people using this story to inspire them to serve others. Now, I've been thinking about this, and I've been thinking, if we were the crowd gathered around Jesus, how would Jesus tell this story to us? If I were someplace else in the country, in maybe a different community, you know, it might be like, oh, well, those liberal Democrats or something, right? And so I was thinking here, you know, for us, would it be the good Republican? Would it be the good cop? And then, in light of everything that's been happening this weekend, what if Jesus told the parable of the good ICE agent?
Yeah.
And when you hear that, I want to know, what's that feeling that you like get immediately in your gut? Because I almost immediately then start jumping to, okay, where are the holes and the problems in this analogy? It doesn't work exactly the same as Jesus's did. But it's that sort of immediate feeling of like, how dare you think that that person could be generous and show mercy in that way? That that person could be a neighbor. That's how the disciples and the crowd around Jesus would have felt. Jesus was always causing a scandal wherever he went, finding ways to offend people and telling the truth. So the Samaritans, in case you don't know, were the neighbors of the Jewish people, and they really were enemies. The Jews were in the north and in the south, and in the middle were the Samaritans. And they had a long and complicated history. By this point in time, it's like almost 600 years of really tense relations, different religious rituals and practices, and some pretty harsh stereotypes about each other. When you see in this parable, Jesus first tells about the priest, and then he tells about the Levite. And then the audience would have been expecting to hear an Israelite, a lay person, not one of the people who works in the temple, like the priests or the Levites, but just a casual, ordinary person. Because elsewhere in the Hebrew Bible, you get this all the time. The priests, the Levites, and all Israel. It's a standard formula. You know, we expect things to come in three. The three little pigs, right? You know, like, it's, and the third time you get it right. And then Jesus surprises them by talking about the Good Samaritan. Why does he do this? Why does he constantly upend our expectations and push us out of our comfort zones? I think that's really what's going on in this passage. Yes, it's teaching us about how the circle is always wider than we thought it was. And he's also teaching us that God works in ways that we do not expect. That God comes to us and shows mercy to us in the forms of people we did not expect to receive it from. The lawyer who starts off this whole dialogue, he's not a lawyer like our modern lawyers. He's a person who studies the law, the Torah, the guiding commandments for all of Israel. And he comes to test Jesus. And he asks, who is my neighbor? Not because it's a valid question, and it is a valid question. When we have scarce time and energy and resources, how do we decide how best to distribute that? How do we decide how best to rule a society? Where does our mercy and our charity go? It's a valid question, but he asks it trying to justify himself, to prove that he has done everything that he needs to do and check another box off the list. And that's not what God's mercy is like. That's not what the commandments that are designed to give us life are about. They're not about checking off boxes, making sure you've finished everything on your to-do list. They are about calling your heart to a new way of life, to an orientation that is always looking to help and serve others, that is finding the neighbor in unexpected places and realizing that unexpected people can be your neighbors as well. Jesus also tells this parable as he is headed toward Jerusalem, as he is headed toward the cross, as he is headed toward a place where he will demonstrate a different kind of love, not the kind of love that decimates and destroys enemies, but the kind of love that raises us up, the kind of love that heals, not by condemning, but by sharing. Sharing in love and sharing his own life.